Here's tech guy Richard Pascoe. Hello, mate.
Morning, Darren. Morning to all the listeners out there.
You got some big news?
We've got some very big news, which made national news all the way around the country. The Big Bird costume has been returned.
Oh, yes.
In the early hours of the morning, a bloke was driving past where it was stolen from, which is like a Sesame Street circus. noticed two blokes lurking around, and they dropped the Big Bird costume. It's had a note with it as well. They ran. The police are still trying to find them. But they said they'd had a bit of a hard time lately. They didn't mean any harm. Mm. They haven't done anything to the costume. And they signed it the Big Bird Bandits.
Wow. Really? Last seen driving around in a tiny clown car.
Exactly right. So the police reckon they might still charge them on one count, two counts, three counts. There you go. I'll put the joke in.
Well done. That's very good. So the Sesame Street Circus can go ahead with Big Bird.
Yeah, thank God for that.
Because it's like, actually, it's about like 8 feet tall or something, that costume.
Oh, it's huge, yes. Yeah, it's a huge costume. There's supposed to be a little TV camera inside so you actually see where you're going.
Wow. All right, well, that's very good. Okay, and the bandit's still on the run. Okay, let's go to some Apple news. Big announcements or what?
Yeah, big announcements overnight, including a new iMac, which a lot of people would be excited about, which has their new M1 chip in it, which is in the MacBook Pros and the MacBook Airs. And we've got to say that chip is the fastest thing I've ever used. So new 24-inch iMacs, they're available in seven colours. They used to be just steel, but now seven colours. 24-inch display. Darren, it's only 11.5mm thick. That's how thin this is. So that includes your hard drive and everything in there. They'll be available to order starting April 30th, ship the second half of May. A new iPad Pro, which we talked about before, that's got the new M1 chip in it as well. So it's blazingly fast as well. So that starts at $1,199. The big difference is the display in that, which is using mini LEDs for the more expensive model, the 12.9-inch. AirTags are finally coming after a two-year wait. They're the Apple equivalent of the Tile Tracker. So you put an AirTag on, let's say, a bag or your keys or something, and you lose them, then your iPhone will actually tell you where it is and will actually direct you to the keys as well.
Cool. I like it.
It shows you, I mean, with 1 meter, 2 meters, you're really nearly there and it will beep and do all of that. And if it gets stolen, you can activate it as stolen and it will use other people's iPhones when they pass by to actually alert you where it is at the time. So some good things in there. They start at $45 or we can buy a pack of five for $149. They also announced a new Apple TV with 4K on there as well and a new Siri remote. Anybody with Apple TV might want to upgrade to this because the remote they used to have on the with it before was bloody terrible. Mm. And I'm saying that kindly. An iPhone 12, you can now get it in purple. Do we really need purple?
Why not, hey?
Prince would have liked it.
Yeah, exactly. Good enough for Prince.
Yeah, and finally, Apple Podcast subscriptions as well. We'll give people a way to pay for ad-free podcasts and actually earn some money out of podcasts as well, which to me is a good thing.
That's very good. I really like that key tag thing. What a great idea.
AirTags are good. So as soon as I will be ordering some of those as well, so I'll be able to give you a review of those.
All right. So Richard will put all of that information up on his website. Now, when we stream a song, okay, how much does the artist actually get paid?
Not very much, it turns out. So Apple actually pay an artist one US cent per stream. So they announced that to, they sent out to the artist dashboard and labels and publishers to show that they're artist friendly. Now people might say that's not much. It's a lot more than what Spotify pay. Spotify pay one third to one half a US cent per stream. But they're saying because we've got more users out there as well, you're going to make more money out of us. Mm. I don't reckon I think it's terrible when you 1 cent, especially in what happened last year with like COVID and everything, that artists can't do the concerts they used to do. So, you know, and there's a big call around the world for that one cent to go up.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think it should. They actually make more money off of YouTube putting a video up. So if you're an artist, put it up on YouTube as well, and you'll make more money from it.
Yeah. Okay, so put it in perspective. Okay, so someone like, for instance, Taylor Swift, all right? So she releases a new song, and say if 10 million people stream that in one day.
Yes.
Right? She gets 1 cent for it from Apple, right?
She gets 1 cent per person.
So it still works out at, so if 10 million divided by 100, so she still gets $100,000 in that day.
It's not bad.
But there's the discrepancy. It's really good for really popular artists who lots of streams. For the average artist who's struggling to pay the bills, not so good.
Yeah, not so good at all. Mm. Wouldn't be able to go down and buy a cup of coffee.
Or a Big Bird costume.
Or a Big Bird costume. $150,000 for that Big Bird costume.
Worth every cent. The publicity it's got?
Oh, yes.
Worth. I'll tell you what, it wouldn't surprise me, because you know what circus people like. They'll do anything for a bit of PR. It wouldn't surprise me if they organised it themselves to get on the news.
Exactly right. Maybe ticket sales were lagging out there as well.
Or am I just too cynical?
No, I think you're spot on.
I think if I was a circus person, I would have done it.
Yeah.
Just hire two guys to nick it.
Because we don't have monkeys and lions anymore, so we've just got Sesame Street characters. So,
yeah. All right, thanks for that. Richard's excellent website. talktech.com.au, and we'll talk next week.
Look forward to it, Darren.
See you, mate.